From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
See what I mean?
Oh, you see what I mean?
I do see.
It's amazing, eh?
I thought we might have seen some interesting things in our lives, but oh,
yeah. No, Sarah wins.
Yeah, Sarah wins.
Sarah wins. Sarah's changed lives. Changed lives.
Go for that.
Troy, good morning to you. Always a pleasure to see you. Let's get talking music. Let's talk about the best music in the world. You've got it there. You've got a bag of records right there.
Doesn't
look a very thick bag. Look, you've only got about three records. What do you got?
Well, the three records we've got today, they're all new releases. There's no...
All new releases!
All new!
All right, so we've been using the crutch of old re-releases, haven't we, for a wee while now, using the crutch.
It's not a crutch.
using re-releases to fall back on. A lot in this segment, a lot, and fair enough too, because there's been some boomers. But we're talking about fresh new sounds from around the world.
Right, the first one we're going to look at now. Cast your mind back.
Your microphone seems to be broken.
What about now? Cast your mind back to about 1990 or 91. You'll remember something called UFO, United Future Organization.
Yes, I remember them. Yes.
One of those gentlemen. There was three of them. One of them was Toshio Matsura. Now,
I remember that name. I don't know why I remember that name, but the Toshio Matsura group. That's what you've handed over to me.
It is a six tracker. Well, it's an album length.
It's a six tracker, but six aborty tracks.
Now, tell me, you look at that and you tell me, do you recognize the names of any of those tunes there?
Tune number one is Change, tune number two, At Les, tune number three, High Noon. Number
okay,
four.
Stop there. Yep. At Les. Do you know who that was by?
No.
Carl Craig.
Oh!
Right, so that is a cover.
Carl Craig isn't Carl Craig, isn't
he? Yes. You'll also find
Planet Moo.
Brown Paper Bag, Ronnie Sizen represents.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do the Astral Plane, Flying Lotus.
Yes, okay, so these are all.
So these, what happens here? Toshio Matsura, who's been a DJ for the last 15-something years, he had this idea that he'd get together all of these new London jazz musicians,
yeah,
and that he'd say, right, I'm going to produce a record. Tom Skinner from Sons of Kemet, you get the group together. So Tom Skinner.
We've talked about Sons of Kemet before,
we have.
Haven't we?
Tom calls Danalog, who's in the Commodores coming. You want to play keys on this? He calls the great Nubia Garcia.
Nubia Garcia!
Come and play some sax for drums. I need more than one drummer, he thinks. Let's get Yusuf Days from Yusuf Kamal. And I'm going to need a couple of vocalists. Well, let me see. Let me go. We'll go for you, Robert Gallagher.
Robert Gallagher!
I.e. Galliano, remember?
Galliano. I haven't heard Galliano for as long as I've probably had the Galliano.
Probably not. And what else can we do?
I know. Galliano, Troy. Should we have a Galliano? Shot a Galliano?
Well, no.
That piss-coloured...
Anyway, so this is what happens. So what you have here, the Toshio Matsura group, Brownswood decided to put it out. So we'll get Giles Peterson in, and we'll also get David Holmes to do some recording on it for us. So basically, you have all this together. Can it go wrong? Well, possibly it could have gone wrong. Guess what? It didn't
go wrong.
Now, here is another tune that you might know from back in the 90s days.
I see the name of this tune, and I know it very well.
Right. So what they did then is they got the great Cuban singer, Daime Aracena, said, you can sing on this version of the Rotary Connections tune that made famous by... New York and Soul.
New York and Soul, that's right, yeah, beautiful. I'm the Black Gold of the Sun, is the name of this track. Is this on that record?
This is on the CD version and on a 12-inch.
Right.
But why I wanted to play this one particularly to you is because everything's doubled on it. There's the two drummers, there's other people on this who... what's the names?
So he's playing every card he can, isn't he?
Pretty much. So what you get is this is like a sort of a post-modern way of doing a DJ set. Instead of having the records, you get together a band and then you cede control of that band to somebody else and you go, right, let's make this great DJ set and I'll produce it. Sit in this booth.
Listen to the sounds going on. The original, this is such a beautiful song, and this is just double massive it.
Yeah. Okay, now, if it stayed like this till the end, you go, this is great. This is like a modern fusion-y sort of thing. But we'll just wait, see what happens.
Wow, that's fantastic though.
Yeah.
So much going on. So many people at this party.
There is. Whoa, look at them all.
Ocean.
Do you think we're going to stay there?
Well, I love the way I did that. That was awesome.
Just wait. Delay's coming back.
There we go. That actually is like free diving to the bottom of the to the Maldives or something. Oh, here we go. Just checking if I'm still here. Whoa, this is awesome, man. Is the whole album, is the whole record like this?
Yes, it's all of this quality.
Yes. Just wait for someone to call me up and just say, look, we need a freedom call in there. Freedom! Oh, that's amazing. That sounds great, man. Toshio Matsura Group.
Yep. Love Play Dance, 6 scenes from the floor. Or if you go for the CD version, Love Play Dance, 8 scenes from the floor.
Including this track that we're playing now.
Yep. It's really cool. Now, it's weird in that, remember, couple months ago we looked at We Out Here, the Brownswood compilation of New London Jazz People.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so there's a few of those I mentioned that play on this. And we said, in fact you said at the time, you said, do you think there will come a time somewhere in the future where people will look back on that We Out Here and not think of it as just, well, that was a moment in time, but that started so much.
Yeah.
Remember you said that?
Yeah.
I think we're seeing that already.
You think of the growth? You think of the organic growth of that sound is happening immediately as we speak, Joel?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay.
And which brings us on to the next.
That's a great record. That's a great record, ladies and gentlemen. Just coming in with a text message saying, "Have you ever, in capital letters, actually had Galliano, Mikey? You're a teetotaler, am I right?" Well, I like the way I say Amaretto, it's the same as we've been like Amaretto.
There's
was it Amaretto and Zambuca are the big three, aren't they? Galliano, Amaretto and Zambuca. Actually, I owned a bar for 5 years, man, so yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, but anyway, so yeah. Galliano, a distinctively original flavoured liqueur, though it comes in a tall bottle. Great for smacking someone over the head with. Anyway, okay, what do we got next?
Now, another person who appeared on that We Out Here album, it was the keyboard player Joe Armand Jones.
This is an album of his.
Yes.
Called Starting Today. We've got one looks like a fifth, sixth form. What do you call it nowadays? It's a year.
Year something.
Yeah, something. Whoops. Well, anyway, it looks like a school project art. I wonder who's done the cover there. I'm going to look at that there. Doesn't really tell us who did that cover, but it looks like it's a little bit, I mean, it's...
Open up the gay folder, it might say in there.
Oh, I don't want to... Oh, yeah, I see. It's
oh, you
open.
Can, yeah.
Here we go. So it's a six-track...
LP.
LP, yep. It was all nice, firm, solid vinyl. Painting by Divya Scalio. obviously it's like a girlfriend or something, probably.
probably a very successful artist in their own right, but okay.
Look, it's a picture of his house. There's lots of bottles, empty glasses. There's some sort of mini didgeridoo there. He's got the turntable. He's got a lot of keyboards, a melting keyboard. He's got a lava lamp. He's got some records flying around the place there, a bit of artwork. Also average. He's got a fox driving a car. He's got a upside down pot plant there. Got two people skateboarding, one doing tricks, one not doing tricks. A voodoo mask with a bucky hat and some furniture.
I just want to say
a laptop with a screensaver going. There we go.
I just want to say
And that's himself, I guess, as a pharaoh, as a sphinx.
That is in fact Joe Armand Jones. Yeah.
He's the sphinx. Now, here comes Fluffy McFluffin, the old Fluff Fluffers.
I just want to say the artwork, which was also average, that's actually a representation of Nubia Garcia's 5 EP. Now,
thanks very much, Troy.
Now, Nubia Garcia appears on this record, as does Dylan Jones and, wait for it, Moses Boyd.
Moses Boyd?
Moses Boyd, the drummer who who we know from Binker and Moses and from, from that We Out Here compilation. So, what you get is this is Joe's debut solo thing. Now, he's a keyboard player, so we're going to have lots of keyboards on this.
But right.
Let's hear what we got.
One second. We've got this, something else has jumped in there in the way. Let's just pull that down. Right, thank you.
Which tune did we choose?
I think we've got London's Face featuring Oscar Jerome.
Okay, so there's vocals on this. So do you think we're just going to hear jazz? No.
Let's have a listen. Starts with a flourish, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, that's the sort of music if you want to walk into a room on a dramatic evening. I'm here. Hello. Good morning. Hi. Good evening. Hi, everybody. Welcome to my massively awesome party. Welcome to my superyacht or something like that. That's the sort of theme you'd have if you had a superyacht.
Okay, now it is quite a long introduction on this, isn't it?
Love the way the track's called London's Face. London's Ooh, face. Yuck. London's filthy old pockmarked face. Hey, London's amazing, Mike. Oh, yeah, okay. Hello, good evening. I think this is another example of what you were saying before, Troy, about that sound.
It is. And like I read out some of the names, all these, there's what you might consider the new London jazz. It involves between 60 and 70 sort of interconnected musicians, which is quite a lot when you think about it.
It's one great big pulsating organism, isn't it?
But
a lot going on here as well. Beautiful. Really, really multicultural sounding. No, that sounds like a.
Well,
easy way to describe it. But I mean, there's a lot of sounds from a lot of worlds coming in there, you know.
And I think you'll find that that's the same as London these days.
Yeah. Garage. Call it garage.
Eskimo.
So, g'day, Bill, if you're listening. Garage.
So. This here sounds like sort of a neo-soul crossover jazz sort of thing. It's quite a varied record for such a short one. There's elements of dub in here, there's elements of everything. But the most important thing about this record, I think, is the solo space which is given people. I think we're getting Joe Armand Jones's keyboard solo coming up. There's a Nubia Garcia saxophone solo on coming up as well. But these are quite long pieces, so I should probably have thought of that before I said go from the beginning.
Great. Here we go. So was that Sarah yelling out in the background, guys, stop being young?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's the...
Okay, Dylan Jones.
Oh, squeeze it. What's he playing there? Saxophone, is it?
Trumpet.
There's those restless drum beats in the background, eh? Keen, there we go.
Floyd. Excellent.
That's really great, Troy. That's London's Face featuring Oscar Jerome.
Yep, the album is entitled Starting Today, and it's by Joe Armin Jones. If you bought the We
I see,
Out
that, to me that doesn't sound... There's nothing hanging on keyboards there at all. It's a, obviously a lot more to it.
Keyboard's coming up. But,
oh, yeah. You know, I'm just saying, as a tune, though, it's not keyboard heavy from the start, is what I mean. Yeah.
Composition, very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
If you got
by Joe Armin Jones.
Yeah, he's a funny ginger guy with a beard.
Ha ha! They all are.
They are not.
But not every ginger guy with a beard's funny. All right,
no,
listeners.
Not everyone. It's on Brownswood Recordings, as was the Toshio Mitsu one we heard.
Yes, they are. No, they're not. Some aren't.
Moving on to the last item from the crate. For all of these are up at Southbound Records. Now, this here, it's a new soul jazz, but it's not a rediscovered compilation thing. This is recorded very, very recently in Lagos in Nigeria, and it is entitled Yoruba. What's the subtitle?
Yoruba! Songs and Rhythms for the Yoruba Gods in Nigeria!
Right.
Ow! So there's some happy people on that cover. Look at those people there that enjoy music. Have you ever seen One Giant Leap?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've seen it for years.
There's some great Nigerian musicians in there, and they can see a similar smile on the faces of those people on that record.
Well, the this here is a group which has been put together by the leader of the 70s group Blow and one of the soul jazz owners, Stewart. And
Blow and Stewart.
Yeah, they put together this group. And what it is, like you said, songs and rhythms for the Yoruba gods in Nigeria. It is like a sort of traditional devotional songs to the different deities that the Yoruba people use to discuss the creation myth and also the nature of being a human. Yoruba, of course, is the region of southwestern Nigeria where it hits, is it Togo and Benin, maybe? I think it is.
40 million people live in Nigeria, Troy, and the Yoruba people are an ethnic group of southwestern and north central from southwestern and north central Nigeria, as well as southern and central Benin.
Yeah, right.
These regions are known as Yoruba land, and the Yoruba constitute about 40 million people in total.
Correct.
Celebrate this type of music. The majority of the population is from Nigeria. 21% of Nigeria is Yoruban, according to the CIA fact book. One of the largest ethnic groups in Africa, just so you know. These are the things I know about, anyway.
Well, yeah.
The majority of the Yoruba speak the Yoruba language, which is tonal.
Now, with such a large group and the way the African diaspora is spread out, the Yoruba music is recognisable in things like in a lot of Caribbean music, in Afro-Cuban music. And
it's making me dance in a way I've never danced before, Troy. Look. Jogo, look.
I'm looking.
Hey! Oh. I'm dancing where I've never danced before. Oh! Woo. Keep talking, Troy. I'm just going to stop dancing. Stop.
This particular rhythm tune we're hearing now is called Homage to Abatala. And Abatala,
absolutely,
in the Yoruba pantheon of gods, I think Abatala is like the guy that...
Let me just try and refer to my memories about the Yoruban tableau of deities.
I read the book inside it a couple of weeks ago, and now I'm just trying to remember who Obatala is. I think he's the guy that there used to be just sky and water in Yoruba worldview, and Obatala was the guy that built land upon the water. There you go.
I see.
So he was one of the first of the gods.
Well, let it make that noise.
I think that's a dun dun.
What's the dun dun look like?
It's the way, it's the curve. It's the big curve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not the thing, is it?
No, it's not that one.
You know that is the way. Yeah.
That's the talking drum. There's maracas. There's gudu.
Do you know the African talking drums were the original computers?
I didn't know that, actually.
That's how data used to be sent, faster than the speed of sound, of course, faster than you're able to run in a message.
Oh, right.
I mean, Game of Thrones fans might think it was ravens. But the early Western explorers got to Africa and they couldn't understand how tribes up the river would know what, you know, that someone had given birth 2 days ago when it only happened 2 days ago, you know? By the time they got up there, they go, what do you mean, how did they even know that?
Talking drum.
Great information by James Gleick, called the great book called The Information.
Okay.
Tells you all that, it's amazing.
So what we have on the new soul jazz compilation, it is all rhythm and vocal.
It's all just this sort of thing.
Yep.
There have been times when I've tuned into BFM and just the most unusual times, and I've tuned in. Makes me excited. This track's called Homage to Obatala.
Yep. And a double album on Soul Jazz. It's all brand
new recorded.
On CD as
well?
On CD as well, yes. Double CD as well, I think.
Quite beautiful sounding, isn't it?
It's the kind of thing that you initially hear, and if you're unused to hearing this kind of thing, you think, oh, okay, yeah. But
it's stirring up rhythms inside me, Troy. Can you see?
It gets. You're dancing like you've never danced before.
I've never danced like this before. Lachlan, will you dance with me? Scaring the shit out of Lachlan, eh? Look at him. He's not used to African rhythms. Listen, no, listen. It's steaming your glasses up, Lachlan. Whoa. Yeah, so that's available now, Troy.
It is. And like I said, there's a 40-page booklet in there that gives you an overview of these Yoruba gods and the history of the music, which exalts them. On that subject, oh no, we better not go there.
Say that for next week when he's a guest this very, no, it'll be Friday morning. No, it'll be Thursday morning.
Really? Before or after From the Crate?
We'll have to ask Joe Guyth.
Is it before or after From the Crate?
What's happening after the crate?
The guest next week.
The guest next week. Oh my god, how exciting. I'll double check for you.
Just check for you, Troy. Might be the same time you're here.
It is happening just before From the Crate.
Oh, are yeah. You ready?
Come early for this.
Yeah, and yeah. Also I think maybe we could ask him to sit in from the crate. He can give us his opinions on what we're going to be playing then. Who knows?
We'll ask him, sure, no problem. Sure, Troy. Hey, you find out what we're talking about next week, week. Oh, no, I suppose we can talk about it now, can't we?
Yeah.
When Richard Dawkins, preeminent scientist Richard Dawkins, joins us in the studio next week. Oh, boom, on BFM Breakfast.
That's going to be a killer.
Thanks, Troy. Those are all available at Southbound Records now.
They are indeed. We'll see you up at the shop.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spice.
See you up at the shop.